Okay, good morning. We're ready to start. Good morning. My name is Tian Parker Dominguez. I am the faculty of the School of Social Work at the University of Southern California, and I will be your moderator for this morning's session. I'm also the co-chair of the Improving Pregnancy Outcomes Committee of the Maternal and Child Health Section. Oh, and disclosures. I have no financial conflicts of interest to disclose. Before we get started, I wanted to send around sort of an attendance sort of sheet. We like to get a sense of who our sessions attract, who's in the audience. So I'm going to ask for your name, your affiliation, whether or not you are interested in learning more about the Maternal and Child Health Section or about our committee, Improving Pregnancy Outcomes. We're always welcoming of interested folks. Also, if you're interested in reviewing abstracts for us, we tend to get a high number of abstracts for consideration for the annual meetings, and it's always very helpful to have more people to review so that it cuts down on the workload. So if you have any experience in reviewing abstracts or you're interested in getting involved in doing that, then please indicate on this as well. And then a way to contact you, we're asking for your email address. Okay, our session this morning is entitled Improving Perinatal Outcomes Across Racial Ethnic Borders, Examining Persistent Disparities. And our first presenter this morning is Janice Bierman. She is Senior Vice President for Education and Health Promotion at the March of Dimes. And the title of her presentation is Improving Pregnancy Outcomes, the Surgeon General's Conference on Preterm Birth.
Good morning, and thank you. Very appreciative of the organizers for letting me give a follow-on to a presentation I gave last year at APHA. I have no relationships to disclose. For those of you who do not know about the March of Dimes, we're a voluntary health agency, and we try to see ourselves as the champion of babies. Our mission is to improve the health of infants by preventing birth defects, premature birth, and infant mortality. We, a couple of years ago, introduced a bill into Congress, the Prematurity Research Expansion and Education for Mothers Who Deliver Early Act, affectionately known as PREMI. It was signed into a law in 2006, and I'd like to say thank you to all of you in the room who worked to get this approved. And the bill has three purposes, one of which was to expand research into prematurity. Secondly, was to authorize demonstration projects looking at prevention and treatment, and then thirdly, to convene a Surgeon General's Conference. And for those of you who are not aware about the problem of prematurity in our country, the rates continue to increase. And in fact, 2008 data suggests that about 12.8% of babies are born preterm. These are babies who are born before 37 weeks of completed gestation. March of Dimes considers preterm birth to be a significant health problem, public health problem. And we, in fact, have initiated a prematurity campaign starting in the year 2003. Recently, our Board of Trustees extended the campaign to 2020. So we're going to be in the business of prematurity prevention for a very long time, and we have many, many able partners with us, and we're really grateful for all the work we're doing together. So the Surgeon General's Conference was held in this June 2008 with the National Institutes of Child Health and Human Development taking the lead, and I do believe Dr. Michelle Kiley was the leader of that movement, and we're very honored to have you with us this morning. It was really a nice conference and came together so good, so well. The conference was held basically in 2 days' time. There were people who were invited to participate in work groups, and then there was a public section on day two. The participants were divided into these six group work groups: biomedical, epidemiological, the psychosocial, education, public communication, and quality care. I myself sat on the professional education and training. And the work groups were tasked with thinking through short-term, medium-term, and long-range goals for each of these areas. And then they came up with a list of recommendations, or draft recommendations, I might add, that on day two of the conference were discussed and revised. And that resulted in a final listing of recommendations from the members of the conference to the Acting Surgeon General, Dr. Stephen Galston, who actually is here in the conference too, although I don't see him in the room at the moment. Some of the goals that were discussed in each of these work groups, of course, for biomedical research, we're looking at the physiology of preterm birth, perhaps biomarkers of preterm birth. Epidemiological research was looking at the need for better data and data across the board. Psychosocial and behavioral, well, I'm going to cover in the next slide. The professional education and training was really looking at what are we teaching our students, not just medical students, but all the different health professionals, and we actually listed them out. Everybody who should know about preterm birth, what do they know, what type of training do they know? And there was definitely a discussion and a heightened sensitivity to talking about preterm birth along the life course, and I thought that was something that, you know, in my years as a health educator, had peanuts before this discussion and I'm all like dry. I was pleased to see that we were talking about the life course perspective and something that was really a group comprised of many clinicians. Public communication actually was discussed goals such as health literacy and the need to have a national education and action program, and then quality of care. Oh, thank you. Quality of care work group was looking at issues of prevention, quality as it relates to prevention activities, management activities, and intervention activities. I highlighted some of the recommendations from the psychosocial and behavioral work group because I thought these pertain to many of us in public health. And here there was great interest on stress, the role of stress in preterm birth. If you read the Institute of Medicine's report that came out a few years ago on preterm birth, there is a section on stress, and it seems to be that it was the stress of the pregnancy, the woman's perceived stress of just being pregnant, that might be related to preterm birth. So this was a topic of interest to many of the participants, and they had some short and long-term goals around stress, basically coming down to more research on the topic. There was discussion and goals around intervention programs related to psychosocial and behavioral health, the need to do more community-based participatory research on this topic, and also great interest and recognition that we really do need to learn more about nutrition and physical education and activity as it relates to preterm birth. Dr. Alan Fleischman, who is the medical director of the March of Dimes, chaired the final session of the program, the conference, on cross-cutting issues. And these five issues really cut across all the six work groups. So every work group had these five bullets or goals in their recommendations. So every group identified the need for more research, whether it's pertaining to psychosocial health or professional education. We all know some things, we don't know everything, and we all recognize the need for more research. The need for better data. This was said clearly and over again that each of the work groups in their area of focus needed more better data. Health disparities was not pulled out as a separate topic that actually belonged to every single work group. The sensitivity about health equity and health disparities. Quality was certainly a word, and the need for quality initiatives cut through each of the six work groups as well. And then access to insurance and quality care. At the March of Dimes, we've been thinking about the discussions at the Surgeon General's Conference and have identified these areas as our action agenda for the next couple of years. One is to advocate for changes in the vital statistics data, and this is really in part advocating for increased fundings to the National Centers for Health Statistics so that they can get monies to have hopefully better implementation of the revised birth certificate that came out in 2003. Not all states are using this, so we'd like that to be implemented better and have better data that's gathered and analyzed. We are very interested, actually, in considering approaches for implementing first trimester ultrasound. There are some that say perhaps babies are being born early or perhaps in the late preterm stage because the gestational age really isn't known. And if we had an ultrasound earlier in pregnancy, perhaps this could in some way, probably not, but maybe influence the number of babies who are being born quickly at that late preterm stage of pregnancy, which is 34 to 36 weeks of gestation. And we're actually in discussion with ACOG, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, about this issue as well. We're very interested in developing a blueprint for interdisciplinary research grants. This was one of the recommendations that came out from the Surgeon General's Conference, the need that we have interdisciplinary and transdisciplinary research, and so I'm not sure we really know what that is. We have a group of people at the March of Dimes and some colleagues from around the country who's starting to think through, well, what does that really mean, and what does that look like, and then, of course, how much would that cost? So we're starting to work on the thinking and the planning around that. We are calling for a national quality improvement initiative. Here we have two levels of activity. One is we're providing some funding to our chapters to engage in some educational initiatives around quality. What does that mean, and what does it mean with respect to reducing rates of preterm birth? And then secondly, we're in the process of developing a national symposium on quality, which hopefully will be held next year from now. And so stay tuned for that. Hopefully that'll be another paper from APHA next year. And lastly, we're interested in pursuing a prematurity-related advocacy agenda. And here we're looking at trying to increase payment for services that are related to serving women of childbearing age through preconception, pregnancy, and postpartum periods. One of the goals and the recommendations that was discussed in the public communications and outreach work group was the need to develop a national program and action agenda. And the National Institutes of Health has just initiated a new program, which they're calling the National Maternal and Child Health Education Program, with its goal to effectively translate and disseminate maternal and child health research to clinicians and patients. This is a very new initiative. March of Dimes has been very pleased to be asked to participate in this initiative, and I think the next meeting, the first meeting, is coming up in a few weeks in November. So we'll be able to report back on that. As I understand it, they're going to take a topic and do an extensive communications plan and action agenda around select topics for 18 to 24 months. And the information that's been provided to us thus far suggests that the first topic up will be on preterm birth and low birth weight. And then you can see on the slide the other topics that NICHD is regarding. So pediatric obesity, infant mortality, and in the environment. So I think this is very exciting. It's great to have the support of NICHD and others looking again at preterm birth and figuring out what we all can do to certainly reduce the rates of preterm birth. I don't know if you've been to our booth, but we're at booth 1031, and this is a copy of a petition that we've just initiated to celebrate and to honor all those babies who were born early. This is our petition for preemies. It calls for, at the federal level, more research on preterm birth. It calls for state and the federal policymakers to increase access to care for women of childbearing age. It calls for workplaces to establish environments that are maternal, child-friendly, and it calls for a voluntary assessment on the part of hospitals to look at their C-sections and inductions that occur for non-medical reasons before 39 weeks of gestation. If you've not signed a petition, I have a copy here, and I would love it if you would sign on, or you could go to our booth, 1031, and sign on, or you can go to our website, marchofdimes.com petition, and sign on. We really would welcome your support. I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Fleischman and Ashton. Dr. Ashton's our deputy medical director. Dr. Lawrence is from ACOG. Dr. Sada is from Texas, University of Texas, and Dr. Nelson representing the National Medical Association. It was very impressive at the end of the Surgeon General's Conference. Every participant received a CD of all the recommendations that were made to the Surgeon General. I mean, right on site, that was really awesome. The conference finishes up, and then you go out the door, and there you got your CD, which is great. There won't be a printed version of the Surgeon General's report, and I believe my colleagues are writing a paper that would just summarize very briefly the highlights of the conference. But it was great to get that CD. And I'd just like to say thank you for your attention.
I'd like to ask you all to sort of jot down your questions as we're going so that we can ask at the end, because we have allotted about 15 to 20 minutes at the end for questions. We wanted to ensure that each presenter had equal time to get through their information. Thank you.